This is an essentials class, so we're really teaching to the basic tenets of unrelated business income. We're going to be talking about how it applies at colleges and universities with examples to help you understand the basic rules and the exceptions we run into all the time. We won't be going into advanced topics today because that's going to be covered over the next couple days. So if you have questions about tax reform or siloing or how fringe benefits are taxable, which is bizarre, save those for the next couple days. But other than that, if you have basics questions, we are happy to answer them. We would rather go off on discussions that are applicable to you to help understand the topics that we're talking about, which means if we don't get through all the slides, you have them in your briefcase and you can take a look at them later. So our agenda, we're going to go over an overview of unrelated business income, kind of the basic three-part tests that we look at and common exceptions, common sources of unrelated business income at colleges and universities. We're going to talk specifically about rental activities, summer sports camps, recreational facilities, and professional entertainment event analysis, so looking at those in particular since we run into those all the time. And then if we have time, we'll talk about advertising and sponsorship. If we don't have time, we'll both be around today and tomorrow, so feel free to pull us aside and ask questions. We're happy to have further discussion with anyone who has more detailed questions. So when we start talking about unrelated business income, we start with the three-prong test, or the three legs of the stool. If we have the ability to kick out any one of these legs, it's not unrelated business income. And this is one of the reasons I love working with colleges and universities, is there are so many ways that we can get out of unrelated business income and have that revenue fully available for other related pursuits. So the key when we're talking about unrelated business income, it's not how you spend the money, it's how you earn the money. So I get the comment all the time, well, all of this money is going to educational purposes. That doesn't matter. The IRS wants to know how you made the money, and is that unrelated business income based on these three pieces?